Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, as I was going through all the news for this morning, it just kind of hit me. It's an infestation. The invasion on our borders is due to an infestation of swamp creatures. The swamp is full, and it is infiltrating our government, our media, and yes, even our homes. There's a balance of things to maintain a healthy life, a healthy pond or lake, a healthy self, and a healthy government. Our founding fathers knew this, thus, listen up, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, here's your government 101. We have three branches of government. The executive branch, which is the president and his administration, his cabinet. The legislative, which includes both chambers, two chambers, AOC, of Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate. The judicial branch, which is the Supreme Court. We now have a monopoly of sorts regarding political parties. We have two major parties that control pretty much everything. While we were set up and established to be a republic government, which means the people were in charge, with that same belief that our rights come from God, not from government, there has been an infiltration of naysayers, power seekers, in our elected officials and their appointed officials, the bureaucracy. Unfortunately, they are there because we, the people, put them there. We continue to buy the lies of free stuff, entitlements, and we've sold out our freedoms and our independence for stuff. This was handed to me. It was written by, they want to remain anonymous, so I don't really know who wrote it because it says anonymous on it, but it had no title. So I'm going to give it a title. And later on, if somebody wants to retitle it, who gave it, well, they didn't give it directly to me. They gave it to someone else. I'm going to call it the 23rd wrong. The government is my shepherd, therefore I need not work. It alloweth me to lie down in a good job. It leadeth me beside still factories. It destroyeth my initiative. It leadeth me in the path of a parasite for politics' sake. Though I walk through the valley of laziness and deficit spending, I will fear no evil, for the government is with me. It prepareth an economic utopia for me by appropriating the earnings of my own grandchildren. It filleth my head with false security. My efficiency runneth over. Surely the government should care for me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in a fool's paradise forever. We've been in a fool's paradise, haven't we? And that's what they're promising you on the campaign trail. The Democrat candidates are promising you a fool's utopia. It's a fool's paradise. It doesn't exist. You see, we the people have been the fools. And no different than Eve in the garden accepting that beautiful free fruit from a serpent who made promises, who lied to her. She then passed the lie on to her husband, Adam. And we're still being such foolish people today. There's more than one serpent in our world. Now, bear with me, okay? The great deceiver has recruited many, and yep, they still be lying. They still be lying, and they dishing out death and destruction. I felt a need yesterday. You know, sometimes you just hear a voice. I don't know how else to put it. Actually, it was more than just a feeling. It was I was being told that I needed to be bolder. No, I'm not going to be a preacher. I just need to be bolder here with you and with me. I don't know if I can save this nation. I doubt it. Or stall the inevitable. But perhaps we can encourage and embolden others and share the good news. Share the gospel. No, I'm not going to become a church talk radio show. But I do think we need to understand our reluctance to do something has cost us everything. Definitely it has cost us. Cost our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and those after that. And as the 23rd wrong pointed out, it prepareth an economic utopia for me by appropriating the earnings of my own grandchildren. You're stealing from your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren just to have a little something free today. The liars in the swamp is thick. It's all around us. As slick as they are no challenge for our God. But there is a challenge for us, His people. Will we be bold, or will we remain silent? Now, we can always say we prayed, which is good. But you need to put your feet to those prayers. You need to do something. We are, or where are we the people today in all of this? Are we the sowers? I was going to read to you the scripture, but it's kind of long. But if you'll look up Luke 8, 4 through 15, that was what the preacher was preaching on yesterday. About the sowers of the seed. And some of the seed fell on unfertile ground. Some of it fell on the rocks. And some of it fell in good ground. Where are our seeds falling? And are we nurturing him at all? You see, the swamp is this, and we need to do a lot of maintenance. And I mean a lot. The swamp is thick, 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 thick. If we the people, the American loyal industries as well, circle our wagons, educate the masses with truth, we can bring America home. Perhaps we can save freedom and independence for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. If we the people continue to buy the lies and seek only for the pleasures of now, we condemn our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren to slavery under the government. It is an infestation of swamp creatures. When you have a pond or a lake and it gets overrun with one fish because they devour all the other fish, you have to fish it out. Now, I'm not a fisherman, but I've hung around a few of them. You got to fish it out, thin it out, so that the other fish can grow. Well, when it comes to the swamp creatures, we need to do more than just thin them out. We need to get rid of all of them. They're nothing but liars and deceivers and takers with promises that are false and empty. There's an ex-White House spokesman that has become the Fox Corporation vice president. He's been hired by Fox. He's not a good guy. Fox has been doing a lot of this, Fox News. So if you're a Fox News person, you need to be careful because the swamp is everywhere. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's an infestation. Not here, though. We're not infested. We may, I don't know. We're not infested. We're just confused some days. I'm going to open up the phone line. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have Neil from Missouri. He's going to give us a little lesson on the three branches of government. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. It's a little rainy and dark here right now, but it'd be all that heat we've had.
Oh my gosh, it was hot, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. We were talking about these swamp things and this infestation. What's happened is all three branches of our government have been taken over by attorneys.
Yeah.
And attorneys, under the original 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, aren't even allowed to be citizens. You know, it's one of the reasons for the Civil War was to destroy the archives of the southern states so that nobody could prove that that was ratified by the proper number of states to become the original 13th Amendment, which was a ban on all attorneys. Anybody who became an attorney was automatically stripped of their citizenship, could never have citizenship or hold public office. I mean, they could still work in the country and represent people, but they weren't allowed to be voting citizens.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I know you are a lawyer. You have a degree in law. So what's the difference between, because we kind of mix the names up. I know I'm really guilty of that, of attorney and lawyer. What's the difference?
Okay. A lawyer is simply someone who's knowledgeable in the law. Okay? You know, Abraham Lincoln was a lawyer. He was not an attorney. An attorney is someone licensed by the state to represent other people in the courtroom. See, your right to counsel does not include an attorney. It can be an attorney, but it doesn't have to be an attorney. Anybody can be your counsel according to the Constitution. But nobody but an attorney can represent you. See, that's the difference. That's why they're licensed. Remember, license is permission to commit a crime.
Right.
And they're engaged in, well, basically, a lot of times, protecting criminals or protecting people that are engaged in criminal activity, and even in civil suits. You know, there's a right side and a wrong side of a civil suit. Attorneys get in there and create these fights and instigate these problems in order to rip people off. Now, I mean, not all attorneys are this way, but the attorneys that are honest and forthright and try to do, you know, what's right, a lot of times are shut down by the corrupt judges. I mean, the judges in this country, you know, I've watched it over the last 40 years. They've taken corrupt prosecuting attorneys and made them judges and have corrupted pretty much the entire judicial system. But see, an attorney by law is an officer of the court. Now, if we have three branches of the government, what are they doing in the executive and legislative branches? Once they become an attorney, even under the Constitution, they've got no business in the other two branches of the government.
Interesting.
That's a constitutional violation. And
so what happened to the 13th Amendment that had
gotten rewritten? The 13th Amendment was when they burned the state, the archives, you know, the legal archives, the law libraries, and the archives of the state legislatures of the southern states. What they missed was the territorial archives. And 20 or 30 years ago, somebody doing research ran across a copy of the United States Constitution and only had 13th Amendment. And they were reading it, and they got to the 13th Amendment. It had nothing to do with slavery. It had to do with stripping attorneys and banning attorneys as citizens in the United States. And they kind of freaked out when they saw that, so they started doing more research and found that, you know, through their research, that, yeah, it had been ratified by the proper number of states. And as soon as it got ratified, that's when they started the Civil War as one of the many issues, you know, to put down this deal of making attorney, because they knew once you got attorneys involved and they were able to take over all the branches of the government, the British royal family would again control the United States. You know, all your attorneys are registered with the British bar and carry the title of nobility known as Esquire. You ever see that ESQ at the end of their names they put on there? That's a title of nobility. Now, the United States, under Article 1, Section 9, is not allowed to grant titles of nobility. But, of course, Britain can. You know, and that's why attorneys in the U.S. carry a title of nobility. Now, the Constitution forbids somebody with a title of nobility being a citizen, you know, a U.S. citizen, but they can still apparently be a citizen subject under the 14th Amendment, which, you know, took in a whole lot of people to don't qualify for U.S. citizenship. And that's pretty much how they destroyed the country. And they've replaced the law, which comes from the only lawgiver in the universe, which is God, and replaced it with the rule of man. And that's how they've done it.
Yeah. All right. That didn't encourage me.
Well, you talk about an infestation. You know,
well, I know it started a long time ago. It didn't just happen. This has been going on for over 100 years and more.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We
yeah,
know that.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to stop battling
it. They've been able to take control of all three branches of the government.
Hmm. All right. Kind of stinks, doesn't it, Neil? Lawyers loving lawyers, or attorneys loving attorneys, whatever the case may be. Appreciate it, Neil. Thank you so much. Oh, what fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? I haven't shared that one with you for a while. Also, remember, you know, the quote from George Washington: "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them." What do you think was going on here? Unnecessarily laid upon them. We have been a patient people. And I don't know about you, but I'm wanting to lose my patience. And I'm just wondering. We see these swamp brats. That's what I'm going to call the little darlings. I'm not going to call them, and I'm going to tell President Donald Trump, he probably can't get away with it, but I can call them swamp brats. Because they're little brats in the swamp, and they haven't figured out the swamp got powerful because the swamp kept quiet. It kept quiet. I'm going to share some of that with you here in a little bit. But where are their mothers? There's a video out that was taken in 2016, and Rashad Tlaib, she was throwing a hissy fit and having to be escorted out of a place, and it was just disgusting. And of course, her language is filthy. I don't know if they think they prove their strength with their foul mouth, but what it proves to me is they lack in truth. They lack in education. They lack in substance. All they have is vulgarity. Well, speaking of where are their mothers, I'm not going to dwell on this one very long. But apparently it's becoming a fad. There's been two now. They think the second one was a copycat. But I'm thinking, where are their mothers? These people go in and they open up a box of ice cream. And it's Bluebell ice cream wherever they are. And lick it. And then put it back in the freezer. That makes you not want to buy Bluebell. I'm wondering if Bluebell had an unhappy employee that went out and started licking the ice cream to keep people from buying Bluebell. And I'm thinking, where's their moms? Who in their right mind would do something like that? Now, for years, I was telling my sidekick Rudy here this morning, I said, for years there's been people that think nothing about picking a grape or something in the produce aisle and eating it. I said, that's theft. I don't care how you look at it, it's theft. They're there to buy, not to eat, nibble on. We've seen people that have taken bites out of apples and stuck them back up. I guess they think it's a funny joke and then stick it back up the other side, you know, so you can't tell they've taken a bite out of it until you pick it up. Where's their mothers? Their mothers must have let them run crazy instead of keeping them corralled in the store. But anyway, I'm not licking any ice cream, but I did have ice cream on Friday. Went and had ice cream with Rudy and my husband. We had some Central Dairy ice cream. Now, if you're not from Central Missouri, you don't have that luxury. But if you're ever here, you need to go to Central Dairy ice cream, and you need to be patient and wait in line, probably any time of the year, but particularly on the hot days of July in Missouri. And I had my mocha, what was it called, Rudy? It was mocha.
Jamocha almond fudge.
Jamocha almond fudge. But the jamocha means it's got coffee in it, so I was a happy camper. I was a very happy camper. It was good stuff. I have an article here. I have several articles that I want to share with you. But this one kind of is the one that prompted the title of today's show, It's an Infestation. And this is where, and I can't pronounce his name, Rashaw. He joins the Fox Corporation as senior vice president. He is not a liker of Trump. And they've hired him. Now, how many times have they in late last several months hired people that are never Trumpers? We're going to share this with you, and then we're going to move on to another topic. Well, it's all the same topic. It's an infestation. The first cure is for you to recognize it. Just like an alcoholic, the first cure is to recognize it and own up. And then maybe you can fix it. Because, folks, we're the ones that keep electing these folks. And then they put these people in places like this, Rashaw. He's going to be part of the media now. And he's an ever-Trumper. We've seen what some of the media has done to this president and what they think of you, the deplorables. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I was talking about this Rashad. He was in the White House as a spokesperson there, and he has joined Fox News. Now, it's pretty wide known that he's not a real Trump lover, even though he was in the administration there for a while. But a month earlier, former Speaker Paul Ryan joined the board of Fox Corporation, along with Formula One Chairman and CEO Chase Carey, Aragon Global Holdings, founder Ann Diaz, and Hernandez Media Venture CEO Roland Hernandez. So Shaw is the latest former Trump administrator to join Fox Corporation, which is co-chaired by the media mogul Robert Murdoch. And, of course, we know Murdoch is a liberal. He's a globalist. He's not a believer in God-given rights. He's not a believer in the Constitution or the Republic. He's a globalist. So while they have some news on Fox that we want to believe is supportive of the Republic and common sense, the dark side is Fox News on a whole, the owner is not. Beware of who you listen to. I pick and choose, And I know that some of them might be leaning too much one way or the other, but I try to pick and choose. I can't hardly stand to watch mainstream media anymore because of their bias. And, you know, there's others on Fox. Yeah, I'd say they're biased the other direction, or at least their speak is. Their speak is biased. Now, let me make a point here. Now, this is coming from the Los Angeles Times. And apparently, I have peeked out on my free articles, so now they want me to pay for them. So I'm not going to pay for the articles. I refuse to do that. Besides, I don't have any money. So here's what it says, and this is by a man named John Myers. I don't know who John Myers is. He says, surely someone, by week's end, this is how they think, okay? Surely someone, by week's end, will have laid out a careful contrasting study of the two men who will dominate political headlines in the days to come, offering a clear look at the vastly different personalities of President Donald Trump and Robert S. Mueller III. One is impulsive. The other is cautious. One rarely passes up the chance to say more than he's asked. The other goes on out of his way to avoid saying anything more than he absolutely has to. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? I'm not going to say that it's a lie about President Donald Trump. I think sometimes he doesn't have a filter. But I think he's pretty cautious. You may disagree with me. But here a couple of weeks ago, oh, Trump made a mistake. He shouldn't have texted that about or tweeted that about these women, these four women, you know, these freshmen swamp brats. He shouldn't have texted it. And what happened? What happened? Chaos happened in the Democrat Party. And proof that Nancy Pelosi has no control over these little swamp brats. She's the mama. I got a cartoon. I put it on Facebook. I'm going to tweet it out. And put, henceforth they shall be called swamp brats. She's smoothing out the concrete. Have you ever done that? Have you ever smoothed out the concrete? Here comes some little kid or dog or cat, and they go right through the wet concrete. Well, that's what these four were doing. Pelosi was smoothing out the concrete, and they were running through the concrete making a mess. Swamp brats. He goes on in this particular teaser for the article, which I was not allowed to download to read the entirety of it. He says, this week their comments about each other will be one of America's most talked about stories because Mueller testifies on Wednesday. He was supposed to testify last week on my birthday, but we decided that my birthday was too important to cover it up with Mueller, didn't we, Rudy?
Yes, we did, absolutely.
So Mueller, the special counsel, whose lengthy report failed to either exonerate or indict Trump in the Russian election, meddling, investigating, is slated to appear on Wednesday for 3 hours. That's a 3-hour tour in the House of Judiciary Committee for 2 hours in the House. So it's a 5-hour tour. Nothing's going to go wrong there, is it? Yeah, I'm not going to be able to watch it all. I'll try and get some of it and get some of the highlights, but I actually have to work. But the key thing here that I wanted you to get from this is the other goes out of his way to avoid saying anything more than he absolutely has to. What the four swamp brats have failed to understand is the swamp became powerful because it didn't announce all of what it was doing. Just kind of slid in there. And they appointed a bureaucrat here, and they appointed a judge there, and they appointed a bureaucrat here. And next thing you know, we have an infestation. You know, the cities, like in Los Angeles with all their homeless, they have an infestation. I mean, it is bad with rats. I can relate to that. Not because they have rats, but because we have congressional rats. We have swamp brats. that don't understand, you know, they don't understand what it means to keep them trapped shut, to do your dastardly deeds in the silence, in the dark, where nobody sees you. But they're all about being seen right now, and they're in front of the cameras, and they're being seen, and they're getting popular, and that's what they like. Moving on. This is coming from Power of the Future. Now, I want to emphasize to you about circling the wagons. It's an old phrase. But they circled the wagons so that they had strength. They circled the wagons so nobody could come in. We need to circle the wagons and start firing a few arrows of our own. Arrows of truth. The Green New Deal is a big deal for old AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the swamp brat. It was a big deal for her, but it kind of faded out because everybody, they didn't give it any credence. They just laughed at it. They didn't even vote for it. Her own didn't even vote for it. But there's been many MINI, Green New Deals, under the radar that nobody's watching. Remember the swamp fox? The swamp, not fox, he was a good guy. The swamp brats and the swamp rats. They're being silent as they sneak in the dark, under the radar, on the state levels. First, they passed a New Mexico's very own Green New Deal. Then they tried, and it failed, to pass a carbon tax in Oregon. Unfortunately, they have now succeeded in New York. We're going to talk about that when we come back. They have succeeded in New York. Because Governor Cuomo told you, he told you, without a doubt, he's not going to make America great again. It was never that great in the first place, according to him. The key word is, he's not going to do anything to improve life in America or in New York. In fact, he's going to do everything he can to do the opposite. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code Bethann to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Bethann. We're in the final segment of today's show. As we were going into that break, I was sharing with you an article from Power of the Future. Governor Andrew Cuomo signs New York's own Green New Deal. He did that on Thursday. He says, ours is the real deal. Yeah, it is. This is Cuomo, who has joined by former Vice President Al Gore. Yeah. The law aims to put the Empire State at the forefront of efforts to reduce greenhouse gases by supercharging the shift to renewable energy and cutting the use of fossil fuels in power production and other pursuits. The law forces the state to move to zero emissions, zero, by 2040 now. Experts are warning them this could lead to sharply higher electricity costs for the New York consumers. Large subsidies from ratepayers across the state. Now, let's do the math. I had to do the math. I can't do math in my head. So I used my little handy-dandy electric calculator that's on my desk, an old-fashioned thing. It's an old-fashioned thing. 2040 minus 2019 is 21 years. Did they miss out that we're going to be all gone? The world is going to be done in 12 years? So, what's with the 2040? Well, the University of Chicago has estimated the renewable energy mandates will raise the electricity costs, the prices, by 17%. Oh, but the Heritage Foundation goes even further, finding that these energy mandates could double electric bills for families. This is just the latest eco-extremist from Andrew Cuomo. In 2014, Cuomo banned fracking, prevented good-paying jobs in upstate New York. Cuomo has also stopped needed pipeline development, which was, which has helped cause natural gas shortages, and required the state to actually import natural gas from Russia. Do you reckon Russia uses, you know, do they use fossil fuel? Oh, but it's okay to use theirs. Oh, I got
sure,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right. So the Wall Street Journal noted, the reason for the shortage is obvious. Cuomo administration has repeatedly blocked or delayed the new pipeline project, as Con Ed spokesman put it. There is a lot of natural gas around the country. Yeah, a lot of it's in Cuomo's office. But getting it to New York has been the strain. Yes, Cuomo will not make America great. He will not make New York great. He will make them broke, though. And cold. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure glad he teamed up with Al Gore, who jet sets around the country to tell everybody to stop spending money and stop using fossil fuel. Put a whirligiggy up. That'll work. Put a whirligiggy up. I know, you love my language. Well, here's a little hypocrisy for you as we close for today. Bernie Sanders, the socialist, the Democrat socialist, if you buy that story, he's a socialist, all right. But he's in a little bit of trouble. Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign will limit staffers' hours to ensure that they are paid at least $15 an hour. Okay, what is it we have been telling all of these minimum wage people? If you raise the minimum wage to 15 hours, people are going to cut their hours. So like a good little capitalist, Bernie Sanders is cutting the hours of his campaign staffers. He's limiting their hours so he can say he paid them $15 an hour. That's what good little capitalists do. Because it's about survival with the money. Well, he is a millionaire because he wrote a book. He wrote a book. You too could write a book and be a millionaire if you got time. I've been trying to write a book for I don't know how long. I know. I felt all the eyes rolling around. Dad, you're not writing a book. I am writing a book. I'm writing two books.
She is, really. She is.
If it wasn't for all the work that got in the way, I don't have money to hire a ghostwriter. If anybody out there wants to be my ghostwriter for free or for, commission, you let me know. That's 573-796-2166 after the show. So, Bernie Sanders is a really good capitalist. That's why he's a millionaire. He wrote a book. It became a bestseller because he paid a company to buy enough books to make it a bestseller. I love how they do that. It's just crazy. And another lie that we the people buy. Bernie Sanders is a hypocrite. He's a phony, baloney hypocrite. It's okay for him to practice capitalism, but by golly, none of these corporations better do it. What's wrong with them not paying their people $15 an hour? Well, you know, do the math. I don't know what you're making per hour now. More than me, since I'm making zero. But if you make something per hour, and then they cut your hours, but you're making more per hour, you didn't gain anything, and chances are you lost. Because not only do you lose the money, I don't imagine his campaign gets benefits, but in a corporate job, you lose your benefits if you're less than a certain amount of hours. Yes, Bernie Sanders is a real good capitalist. The 23rd wrong. That's what we're practicing, my friends. And we're condemning our children and our grandchildren to a life of slavery to a government, a tyrannical government. The government is my shepherd, therefore I need not work. It alloweth me to lie down in a good job. It leadeth me beside still factories. It destroyeth my initiative. The still means the factories are dead. It leadeth me in the path of a parasite for politics' sake. Though I walk through the valley of laziness and deficit spending, I will fear no evil, for the government is with me. It prepareth an economic utopia for me by appropriating the earnings of my own grandchildren. It filleth my head with false security. My efficiency runneth over. Surely the government should care for me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in a fool's paradise forever. The challenge today for you and for me is to be bolder. Be bolder for God, for you, for your children, your grandchildren. Be bolder. Be on your knees, and like I said Friday, ask, what can I do? And be careful. You might bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.